This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is on his way to Asia, 5 countries, 11 days, the longest visit to that part of the world by any president in the past 25 years. As Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports, there is going to be an interesting economic balancing act on display.
When it comes to America's brand, Asian nations have been getting conflicting messages from the Trump administration, says Liz Economy at the Council on Foreign Relations. There's America First, the president's determination to cut U.S. trade deficits and renegotiate trade deals. Then there's the traditional stance, America is a beacon of free trade and regional cooperation.
The region is looking for the president to somehow bring those two narratives together into some kind of coherent framework so that they can know whether or not they should continue to subscribe to U.S.-led order in the region.
Trump's tough talk on trade isn't just talk. In his first week on the job, he pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a multilateral trade deal championed by former President Obama.
This translated into enormous uncertainty and unhappiness.
Trump needs to reassure on this trip, says Scott Kennedy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
He's going to be on a balancing act because every place he's got an ask and every place he also needs something.
In South Korea, renegotiating an existing bilateral trade deal. In Japan, negotiating a brand new one. And in China, persuading the government to give foreign companies there a level playing field. And Liz Economy says if some big-ticket commercial deals are announced on the trip, Brand America also benefits.
The two sides come out of this with some positive accord, as opposed to focusing on the much more important and difficult structural issues.
And observers say if Trump wants support in curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions, he may just have to play nice. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.